You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about the spirits of Gettysburg's Brick House Inn with manager Hannah Hilty. Do you feel like in the Welty House, now the Brick House Inn was built after the war, but considering the ground it was built on, you know, that was most definitely there during all of this. Do you feel like there is some sort of Civil War presence, maybe a soldier or generals, or do you feel like there's still that going on in on that property?
Yes, ma'am. So specifically our Civil War building, but that is one reason that I pay so much. I do believe that there's so much activity here on the entire property because it acted as a temporary burial ground for over 36 Confederate soldiers that were shot on the Welty farm. And they were dug up and relocated later and brought home to be with their families. But with it being almost 5 to 9 years later, how do you guarantee you got all parts of all people?
It's not possible.
And exactly. So it is technically a grave site. So, but we do keep it as hollow ground that way. And that's how we try to put our focus, is that it's not just an active site, but it's a resting site, that they can be at peace here, but they're not always at peace. Specifically in the Welty House, we have had an incident, one of our most famous hauntings occurred in 2016 in the Illinois room. a woman by the name of Susan Miller was spending the night and woke about 3 o'clock in the morning to what she thought was cannon fire. When she walked over to her window thinking what a ridiculous time to start the reenactment, she found that it was very quiet outside. So she turned to get back in her bed, and as she looked over, she saw a silhouette of the Civil War soldier standing in the threshold of her doorway. She jumped to turn on her light, and as she looked over, away from the soldier, she heard, "Keep your head down, ma'am." She looked back. No one was there, but she checked out at 7 o'clock in the morning the next day and said, "Thank you. I don't think I'll be back."
I might have done it that night. Like, I have done it before. I am not above walking out of a hotel in the middle of the night. It's like, I can find another place to stay.
I think at this point, I'm not even kind of fazed by bumps in the night anymore. I'm just like, will you please leave me alone? I'm trying to go to bed.
I think that you would have to get used to it to have your job.
Yep.
Because if you didn't, you couldn't work there if you were terrified every day. Your blood pressure, your health would be wrecked.
But like I said, it's not a sleep paralysis type feeling. It's never ominous. They don't want to be forgotten.
And I think for the Confederate soldiers that would have passed on that property, you know, so many people died. That wasn't worth it. And
yeah, both sides truly felt that what their cause mm-hmm. was for was justified.
Was the right cause.
Yeah.
And so to be on the die in the North and you're buried there.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't have rested in peace because you have to believe in the cause.
The North was much more forgiving than the South. If a Union soldier would attempt to trade to the Southern Army, they would be shot immediately because they were like, "You're no good to us. You have no loyalty. You started with one side and now you're a traitor. So we can't use you." But the Union was very forgiving. The Union would often offer and say, "You know, we're not looking at you as a traitor. If you come to ours, we're going to provide you with shoes, with good clothes, with making sure you have proper rations. More reachable furlough than what the Confederates were offering."
Do you find the Brick House Inn to also have a lot of activity? Do they seem to kind of both have a lot of paranormal activity, but different in different ways?
Exactly. You hit that right on the nail there. Charlie is our resident spirit, and again, the house was built for him, so here at the Brick House, but he did die in the house as well. He was the president of the Gettysburg National Bank, and he lived in the home from the time it was built until his death. I do believe he was 92? Yeah, 93.
Wow.
Actually. I know.
So you have had experiences. My guess is that, do you find that a lot of people stay there because they want to experience something and hoping maybe they do?
We have a 50-50. We have to watch how we deliver.
I bet, yes.
Yeah, because there are some people who are very unnerved by the idea of sleeping in a haunted house. But there are also rooms that have had absolutely no activity in. Our two most active rooms here at the Brick House Inn are the South Carolina and Ohio room, but really haven't had many other experiences in the other rooms of the Brick House Inn. Now, the Welty House, the Illinois, Texas, and Kentucky are very active. We've even heard Phantom Harmonica playing, not just by staff, but by multiple guests as they're trying to sleep.
And that's a pretty recognizable sound. And that's something that you think either a soldier could be doing because they're bored, they're sitting around, or, you know, there's a child in the house learning to play harmonica.
Exactly. Exactly.
I do think it would be something you do have to kind of tread between, because if someone doesn't want to stay in a haunted house, do you also feel like you have to let them know, you know, if you are staying in that Illinois room, you might encounter something, or do you just kind of let it go and see if they come in the next morning and be like...
That's really my policy, because the spirits don't, they're not antagonistic. They're not trying to get any rise out of people. They seem to levitate more towards those who are more open-minded. But again, I think that's because they want to make that connection. They don't want to be forgotten. They want to be acknowledged, or they still have a story to tell. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons I enjoy ghost hunting, is because there's, when traumas and suffering is just swept under the rug, it leaves for unforgiveness. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is one of the reasons that people still linger after they leave this world, is because they either have regret or they have something that needs to be told.
Now, do you do ghost tours of the locations, or do you kind of do them starting at the locations and go out and around other sites in Gettysburg?
Yes. So our ghost tour starts here at the building. We don't go through the actual building itself. And then we have two options for ghost tours. There's an extended option that offers a half an hour extra and four more stories. But we just visit the outside of the locations here on Baltimore Street. We also have a two-hour ghost hunting experience. Now, that takes place inside both of the basements of both houses, as well as the backyard, because of all of the activity from the previously buried soldiers.
I was going to ask you about that. I'm glad you mentioned the basement, because I think it was the basement of the Welty house I was reading that had a lot of activity.
Yes, yes. And I, again, contribute that to being, there's the spring that still runs down there through it, as well as the energy from the 14 people that huddled together down there while gunshots were everywhere, not knowing what would happen if they were discovered.
Could you imagine that absolute terror you would be feeling for, what, 3 days?
Well, luckily they were only down there for one day.
Okay.
But they didn't know. They didn't know how many days they were going to be there. And that spring is the reason that the neighbors came across the street, was because you can't go very long without water. You can go more without food, but you need water. So they were gonna hold up in the basement for as long as they could. But luckily they were able to get out after the first night.
Nowadays, there's so much communication.
Oh,
back then, think of how difficult communication would be.
Absolutely.
So it's not like you could prepare for it. You know, and do they even know the extent of what's going to happen? You know, do they see that coming? Some people probably did. But they also wanted that element of surprise in the war.
Well, and it's funny you talk about communication, because rumor has it that the reason the Confederates ended up in Gettysburg before the Union was because they were rumored to be looking for a shoe factory. And it's funny because the shoe factory is actually in the next town over. But just like the game telephone, I'm sure it went like this. Hey, there's a shoe factory near Gettysburg. And it turned into, hey, there's a shoe factory in Gettysburg.
It's interesting, because a lot of the Civil War battles kind of happened like that. They weren't planning on one location. Something happened. You know, the boats weren't ready to cross the river, so they ended up fighting in Franklin, Tennessee, when they wanted to fight over there.
Exactly.
And so a lot of that happened. But the sad thing was, there were innocent people that got caught literally in the crosshairs of these battles. And so here, you know, the Welty house ends up, you know, people huddled in the basement.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. 14 people and a newborn baby.
Could you imagine?
And, you know, things like, did they have to keep the baby quiet the whole time? Like, just things that are worried in your mind. But dare to say, thank the Lord, it was very civil war. at least to the people, they were, there was an honor amongst the soldiers that.
Yeah, they would take over your house and you could huddle in the basement, you know.
Right. Right. But they weren't pillaging the house and the women and,
right,
and being dishonorable and things as such.
But they might take all your furniture.
So, oh, they will.
Yeah.
And they will, your pantry. Poor Miss Elizabeth Thorne came back after the battle and 6 months pregnant, found that she had 3 feathers left in her house from a pillow. That was it.
So what kind of activity do you experience in the basement of the Welty House?
The Welty House, there has been multiple children that identify from the orphanage, but that is both houses. But Charlie specifically does not go over to the Welty basement. He hangs out in this house or in on the patio behind this house, but he does not go into the Welty basement. There is a soldier that actually likes to hang out more in the attic, but he will come down into the basement once we have our ghost hunts going on. But how I knew that he was from the attic was because I had some work done in the attic and they were using a polyurethane caulk, which was kind of stinky. And we were down in the basement and it came across and said, "It stinks up here."
And it did.
It did. It really did. It smelled like polyurethane. And that gave a whole nother sense to the puzzle too. He can smell.
Yeah.
They can, you know, how would he be able to say something like that if he didn't know? And none of my customers knew. And it came across the obelisk. It was just crazy.
And over in the brick house in where you're at, what kind of activity do you experience there in the basement?
In the basement here is Charlie.
Okay.
Now, Charlie does not like to be ignored and or challenged.
It's his house.
He was vice president of the Gettysburg National Bank. He held a place of authority for quite some years, and he was the man of the house. He has actually physically moved furniture in front of our guests before because they were challenging him, saying that he wasn't there. Diane, our huntress at the time, said, "We're not afraid, you're okay." Well, then the guests started being like, "Yeah, you don't scare me. I don't even think you're here." And the chair, the wooden chair right in front of her, moved about 6 inches in a diagonal way. We got it on camera and everything.
Oh, my goodness. Could you imagine that? It's like, okay, point. You're here. Not going to challenge that again.
Oh, everyone screamed. I think the gentleman actually left the basement. And then afterwards on the obelisk, they called him a chicken.
Now, on the property surrounding both buildings, Do you also experience activity outside?
The entirety, actually, of Gettysburg definitely has, I call it a paranormal timestamp. May it be a looping or a residual spirit, a lingering energy, or just a memory that they are stuck repeating. There's multiple areas around here, but because the outside of the house, the backyard, was used to house or to bury over 30 Confederate soldiers, it is a burial ground. So it still has that residual energy.
And does it kind of ramp up different times of the year?
Absolutely. Halloween, October 31st, is the thinnest of the veil. So there is reaching through, there is pictures that are able to be captured, not just of orbs, but we actually have a photograph where you can see an apparition and it's in the mirror right next to a reflection of our huntress.
And over the years, I have heard so many ghost stories, people in the Gettysburg area hearing things outside, like you mentioned the cannonballs, or you know, some like people talking or just sounds that would be associated too with a battle. There could be screaming.
Absolutely. And right around the 4th of July, because the battle was 1863, July 1st to the 3rd. And then July 4th, they're setting off fireworks. I was actually running a ghost hunt this year during the 4th of July. And we asked the question, do you think that is gunfire? And they said, yes. And we're like, don't worry, the battle's over. It's not. Those are fireworks. And then we asked, do you know what fireworks are? And they said, yes. And I said, okay, you don't have to be afraid. Like, it's not gunfire. But right, July 1st to July 4th is very active throughout the town, as well as October 31st.
That does make sense to me with all of the fireworks going on. I never really thought about that. Because, you know, you can have PTSD with fireworks, and many people do. It triggers something. But then that's almost like a paranormal PTSD.
Right, right. Yeah. It takes them back to that moment, yeah, to reliving those traumas, to marching up through the orchards into Gettysburg. And then it's also Bike Week. And so that's a lot of vibration and a lot of noise, and they don't know what motorcycles are. So ever
just all of that,
but you know, loud enough to wake the dead.
Now, how has your views on the paranormal then changed since you've been working there? From having kind of being a skeptic at the beginning to now?
I didn't think that the spirit world interacted with the living as much as it does. It went from you really have to hunt, or you really have to go seek it out, or thinking too at one point in my life that if it's a ghost, it must be evil. Now I understand just a little bit more. I don't want to say I'm an expert, but I understand a little bit more to realize that it is a parallel running side by side existing within our plane. It's just separated by a very thin veil.
Yes. That's what I think too.
Yeah. Windows in between can act like mirrors. You know, mirrors can be a way for us to peek in through. I don't know if you as a child ever did this, but push your face up against the glass and try to see if there's something in the other world.
I didn't do that, Hannah, because I lived in a haunted house. So I knew there was something there.
You knew better. You're like there is someone in there.
I did not want to see it. Like, there's enough going on in my life with other things I can't explain.
Well, now you've got me intrigued. I need you to come now so I can hear some of your ghost stories.
I'll bring my sister. We can share a lot of them.
Oh, wonderful. I'll light the fire pit. Bring your swimsuit. We'll get in the hot tub.
People obviously can go to the website brickhouseinn.com, or was it the Brick House Inn?
Thebrickhouseinn.com.
And you could rent a room, you could stay there, but can they also take part in the ghost tours? You've got information about them as well on the website, right?
Absolutely, yes. We have ghost tours. You can put the haunted pub crawl on there as well. Ghost hunts on the website. And I do believe we can even help you to get a battlefield guide secured. Now, that is a historical tour, but highly, highly recommended when visiting Gettysburg.
And when is a good time to visit Gettysburg? Do you have a time of year where it's just crazy with tourists?
From May until October, it is just slammed here. So if you want to get the good spot, not a lot of people, and I'll tell you, the ghost hunts do a lot better with smaller crowds. I recommend coming between February and March.
That's when I will show up.
Wonderful.
That would be great.
Already, and we'll put you up in the Kentucky. It's my favorite. You and your sister will love it.
To tell you how much I love the history of your city, and I'm a big fan of Abe Lincoln. I don't know if that's the right word. I'm very fascinated by Abe Lincoln and his presidency. Like, I have the Gettysburg Address on my keychain.
You are so cool. I love that.
I literally have that on my keychain. It's in very, very tiny, tiny font, but it is the Gettysburg Address. So would you come back and then we'll talk about Jenny Wade?
Yes. Thank you so much for inviting us back.
I would love that.
I can't wait for you to get to meet Tiffany. She is just an amazing historian and has dug so deep into the Wade family history.
Well, let's definitely do that. So thank you so much for taking time out of your day to chat. This was so interesting.
Thank you, Carol. You have been a pleasure to speak to, and I look forward to getting to meet you. I can't wait until March, and getting to meet you and your sister is going to be a wonderful time.
And that wraps up our conversation about the Brick House Inn with manager Hannah Hilty. For more information, visit their website at brickhouseinn.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.
Want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.